Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Jurek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols throws the ball into Jurek, who tags Krenchicki trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Allinson moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a pop-up into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Armas for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krenchicki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-1 in the game. Jurek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eckersley, and towards Remy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson is walked intentionally. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Leach reaches second base with a double. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Molinaro pinch runs for Wayne Krenchicki. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Remy applying the tag. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jurek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Remy moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Jeff Newman now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Bob Stanley now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Marty Castillo. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.